Hello everyone, this is Sarah. I'm a student from sociology at the last year, and actually this will be my first podcast speaking in English, so I really hope that you can enjoy this space. Today I would like to speak with you about two different programs related with the sociology program in two different continents. Actually, the first one will be on Asia and the other on Africa. So yeah, let's start speak about it, the difference and similarities, like all the subjects, the emphasis, the professors, and all the information that I could collect in these, like in the past days, and see how we can relate these programs in the other side of the world with our program here on the Santo Tomas University in Colombia, and especially in Latin America. So let's start. Alright, so let's start with the first university that I chose. It was pretty difficult to find any information because in some cases the website is not like available for to get information here in Latin America. But fortunately, I have the opportunity to text with a student by Facebook, with a student that is cursing the second year out of four on the Abihas University located on Nigeria. That is the first program that I decided to use in this case. The University of Abuja, as you mentioned before, is located in the second most important city of Nigeria, Abihas University. And actually Nigeria is one of the most important countries across Africa, with the most important economy based on the petroleum, and also is one of the most important economies because of the cinematographic industry, that is Bollywood, and also because it is the first most populated country around across Africa. It's around 200 million of people, that I think that is really, really too much. So yeah, that's the reason why Nigeria is very, very important across Africa. But actually it is really, really important across the world, and maybe you can hear about Nigeria because some important events, especially with crime and terrorists, unfortunately. But in this case, we're going to talk about positive things, that is the sociology degree on the University of Nigeria. This is composed by 4 years, as I mentioned before. That is around like 8 semesters if you compare the sociology course structure here in Colombia. It will be 8 semesters, 4 years. A particular case in this sociology degree is that the first years as here in Colombia, we have like general subjects like communication, anthropology, history, context, subjects like that. But then we have too many different specialized sociologies. You can see like some subjects about methodology and in research tools, but like a few of them, like around 3 subjects, I think so. And yeah, the most important are the specialized sociologies. I was surprised because I have the opportunity to check the course structure. Just to say some particular cases, we have sociology of medicine, sociology of non-violent behavior. We have sociology of crime, sociology of terrorism, sociology of sociology of law. It surprised me as well, but I think that is very close to the context of Nigeria. Actually, Nigeria is a very complex context. There you can find like different social issues as poverty, inequality, terrorism, migration. But if you choose, for example, sociology of terrorism, you have a long history, different contexts, very, very complex. For example, with Boko Haram, that is the most important armed and Islamic group across Nigeria, especially in the north of Nigeria. And you can see the different consequences of the migration to the big cities, the migration to other countries, the migration to Europe, the migration to even in Latin America, as we can see on the border with Panama here in Colombia, that many different migrants are from Africa, in most of the cases Nigeria and Congo. So yeah, it is a very complex context, but the specialist sociologists can let you know deep way how to explore, how to research these social issues as crime or terrorism. And I think that it is really good. I would like to know more about the research or the investigation or the methodology, because it is very important in order to help any social issue or just get in touch with a community. I think that is mandatory. But I was surprised in a good way with the specialized sociologists, because the student have too many options to decide, too many options to relate, for example, sociology of non-violent behavior with sociology of crime, or sociology of like urbanization with sociology of migrations. So yeah, the students have too many options to decide, and I think that is really, really good, especially on their context, that is very, very particular complex context. And I think that it's it. So let's continue with the other one. Okay, and the second case is, I think that is most likely the program here in Colombia. It is similar. Because the emphasis of this university, of the program of this university, is focused on the research. So yeah, I think that is pretty similar to our program here in Colombia. So this case will be the BYU University. I'm not pretty sure how to pronounce the name. It is the BYU International University. It is located in Istanbul, Turkey, the capital of Turkey. And actually, this is a private school, very, very important, because it's an international university. And their emphasis is just get the students from different countries around the world. So yeah, it is fine. And about the program, this program, different to the Nigeria's one, is composed by semesters. It will be 8 semesters. It's like the same time, but divided in different ways. Because on the first one, you have to see the same subjects all of the year, and the other you can choose semester by semester. This program is composed by some general subjects like general knowledge, like history, context, communication skills, language as Turkish or English as you prefer. Then you have the context subjects as Turkish history, Turkish development, then other important subjects as anthropology, introduction to the sociology. And in the next semesters, you have like a few of specialized sociologies as urbanization, political sociology, and others. But the most important things are the research investigation subjects. And why? Because we have statistics, quantitative methods, qualitative methods. We have demography, that is pretty important in order to know how is working like the population on your investigations or like just in the context. And we have like research 1, 2, 3, and in regards to the conversation that I got with a professor of this university, she just told me that it is really, really important to let you know that this program is focused especially on the research, because beginning on the first semester, you can choose a topic to make an investigation, to start a research, and you can find like any professor who can help you with this, just with knowledge, writers, text. But actually, yeah, it is very, very important that a student can know that the most important thing on this program is the investigation, using all the tools that you can see around, like across the course structure degree. It is particular because this degree is in English. Also, if there is Turkish, as I mentioned before, this is an international university, so the program is on English. I liked it, but I think that it is important to let the it is difficult because as this is an international university, I think that this course structure is focused on the same writers like Emil Durkheim or Max Weber. And it is not like focused on the Middle East or the Asia's context or even on the Turkish context. It's just like general knowledge, universal knowledge about the sociology. But in my case, and this is my personal opinion, I think that obviously it's really, really important that you can know the perspectives of the most important theories as the Marx theory Weber theory, whatever. But also it is really, really important that you can know how to apply these theories like on your context, how to know the social issues related with your context, if it is violence, if it's social issues related with the gender, if it is discrimination, poverty, inequality, migration, whatever. But I think that is like the most important thing of the sociology is just locate the social issue in a particular context and be very, very careful with this, because all the social issues are different. Also, if you have migration on Turkish, will be different than migration on Germany. So I think that is very, very important that also if it is this case is an international university, get like more emphasis on the context, or if you can decide it will be perfect, but just decide about one context, because I think that for a professional in sociology it will be like impossible to cover all the social issues, or a social issue like a universal social issue as the for example the environment or the poverty around the world, because all the cases are different. So yeah, in my case that's all the information that I got from the second one. I just get a quick interview with a professor located on Turkey, and I get like some important information about the university, that is a pretty good university. I also check some masters, and I think that Turkey will be a very, very interesting place to study, especially because it is a country that is growing up very, very quickly, and also because it's a very particular country, because its culture, because its history, its location between Asia and Europe. But in my case, I think that we have to mix both programs, like offer different specialized sociologies, as sociology of crime, violence, gender, family, law, medicine, whatever that is done in Kansas, but don't forgetting or don't bearing on mind the importance of the investigation of the research, because actually this is the most important tool on the sociology. If you can research about the social issue, you will know how to cover that, how to help, how to provide any solution. Actually, because you already know how it's working, how this social issue is affecting any community, or is having any consequence on some people, or in some specific context. So yeah, I think that we have to mix them. It is obviously that we have different programs, different universities, and different countries, but we have like some similar elements that we can mix, and we have like a very, very good and strong program on sociology. I think that it most similar is the Turkish program on the BOU University regarding to our program here in Colombia, because it is more related with general theories, general knowledge, and investigation research. So yeah, I think that it is very, very similar in this case. And I think that it's it. I just got different questions, but it is a little bit difficult because the hour, because in some cases we don't have all the information on the website. But I think that both cases will be a very, very similar context to make a master or a post degree, or just to make an investigation, because we have two different countries with some particular similar elements, like for example the religion and a complex community, migration, like different social issues that it will be very, very interesting to see and to know how it's working, how the sociology can help in these cases. And yeah, that's it. Thank you very much for listening this podcast. I really hope that you can enjoy that. And that's it. Bye-bye. Alright, this is the final of this podcast. I really appreciate your time listening, and I hope that you can enjoy this space. And this information can be helpful for you, maybe if you're looking for an exchange or just a master's degree in another country, different to Europe or North America. So you can just check this information, check the ABUCAS or BAU's universities program. And that's it. Thank you very much for listening, and see you soon.